Bondagen Oreos.
Yeah.
That's really exciting.
Yeah, we got them for the premiere.
Nice.
That episode was too long.
That episode was deeply, deeply problematic.
Oh, yeah.
There was just so many things. But I didn't want to, like, I watched it with Anna and Luke, and I didn't want to talk the entire time. But, like, the cavalry are in front of the siege weapons in front of the pikemen. And I'm like,
oh. What? Yeah, that didn't make a lot of sense.
What are you doing? And then the pikemen are standing in front of their, like, entrenched fortifications. It's like, what are we doing?
Why are we having cavalrymen
charge
at a siege?
Yeah.
This doesn't make any sense.
What are we doing? And then Melisandre, like, lights up all their shit. And it's like, that's cool, but we're not actually, like, in a fight. So, like, all these dudes on horses have to, like, awkwardly hold their swords, like, away from them and the animal and the people next to them.
Yeah, it's a good thing none of those horses freak the fuck out when all those, like, swords lit up.
The horses are typically not huge fans of... there was just a number of...
Yeah.
No one on the walls fires any arrows. And then, like, they light the fire... And everyone stands around looking at the fire.
Yeah.
And then, like, they start crossing the fire. And they're like, oh, shit. We should put any defender on the wall. Like, what are you doing? What? Like, you literally have one job tonight. And it's defend this wall. What are you doing?
Yeah, that was also the fastest siege.
But here's the thing that really gets me about it. Like, so when the undead cross the wall, they just fall into the courtyard.
Yeah.
They don't fuck around, like, because, like, normally in a human siege, you'd breach the wall and then you'd, like, try and fight the defenders away from where people are climbing over.
Right.
So they could get up there and push.
You make a gap. Yeah,
make a gap.
Yep.
But the undead don't need to.
Nope.
They just fall into the courtyard and then get back up and fuck up the inside of the keep. So, like, someone there was like, yeah, no, this makes sense. Let's just do this because that's reasonable. And, like, that, I mean, that's what I would do. So someone knew how to write a siege, but not how to write defending the siege.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, like,
well, it's like when the undead, like, the undead clearly knew what the fuck they were doing.
Yeah.
Like, the Night King is really good at siegecraft, where, I mean, it's well established that Jon Snow doesn't know what the fuck he's doing most of the time.
No, you know, he's the typical white dude. He fails up.
Yeah.
Like, he loses every single time, and every single time is promoted.
Yep. Yeah. Like, the whole move where they're all lining up, and then they just start walking into the fire, and Julie's like, what are they doing? Why are they just burning up? It's like, they're going to smother the fire at one point. When you've got that many forces, who gives a shit about a few of them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you literally have no personalities that you have to worry about. You're not... Your resource isn't people. It's bodies.
Yeah.
Use, like, it.
They gained more Dothraki.
Yeah, right?
Than they lost on the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
So basically what they did was they took this lurking tension and then just got rid of it. So now I have to deal with the less interesting plot of two takes this fucking chair, which, to be honest with you, I don't really care about.
The fight's going to happen in two episodes.
Yeah, but...
Because the director. Like, after we did our draft and picked our dates of when people were going to die for our death draft, I made the mistake. I made my mistake. My critical error was in not looking at that first. Looking at who directed what episodes when, because I assumed wrong about when the battles would take place. Because the guy who directed this past week's episode, is the same guy who directed Hardhome, and I think he did the Battle of the Bastards. He may have done Blackwater. Like, he does all the big battles. He's also going to be directing the fifth episode of the season. So that's... Like, I mean, Julie and I have talked it out, and we're pretty sure that that's going to be the battle at King's Landing. And my assumption is going to be there's going to be some kind of time jump for episode 6 to give us some
closure.
Some closure of the series. But
I felt like the director cared more about, I mean, it was upsetting, especially, the way they sort of set that up. But I think the director cared more about the way it looked than because he, like, whoever it was wanted... that extinguishing
thing.
Like, cared about fear a lot, which I really liked. I liked Arya getting humbled before she had her triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, we're going to spoil it. Who cares?
Yeah, we've been spoiling
it. I thought, okay, but you rail against spoilers.
One, this isn't going to come out for another 2 weeks. Two, anybody who's watching Game of Thrones now is watching Game of Thrones current.
For as many people as were violently against spoilers for the movie we're talking about tonight.
Yes.
People were spoiling the shit out of Game of Thrones.
Okay. But there's a difference because the scarcity of Endgame doesn't exist for Game of Thrones.
Nope.
The only scarcity there is if you don't have HBO, you have to pirate it.
Or you have the time to watch it when it aired. Yeah.
Yeah. But then also it's TV. So it's not like you have to go anywhere to do it.
Yep.
Like, so this, like, the scale is different.
Yes.
You also haven't been waiting a fucking year. You've been waiting 7 days from the last episode. Right. So...
Yep.
Also, we stopped doing the no spoilers thing a while ago.
Okay.
A long time ago. Yeah, at one point we actually used to talk about the movie without doing spoilers and then say, okay, from this point on, we're going to spoil it.
Yeah. Well, I think that makes sense for the movie you're talking about.
Yeah.
But
yeah, no, we talk about all kinds of other stuff, so we spoil all
right. Yeah. I don't know why all of a sudden. It's not that I personally care about spoilers, because I don't. But I try to be considerate of people who do. I try.
Good. That is good and right. I want to fight Chibi. Chibi's in the Who Gives a Shit About Spoilers camp. Mm. Told him we're going to fight.
He's got reach on you.
He does have reach. This is the hill I'll die on. And he's like, well, now we don't need to fight. I already know who dies at the end. God damn it.
So you guys didn't hear my Home Depot story.
No.
Kayla got to hear that story.
I did.
It's a shame that that moment has passed into history. And we could never hear that tale again.
If only. Like now.
I love a good Home Depot moment. What happened?
I needed some light bulbs because we were going to have Easter Sunday at our house. So this is the day before Easter.
Mm. How'd you get?
They're the ones that are in there right now. I got the wrong kind. Okay. The story will explain. There are reasons that I got the wrong kind. The story will kind of set the stage. So I go down the aisle where the bulbs are. I looked them up online because they're an odd size. Like they're like globes.
Yeah.
So I go in and I'm looking at the bulbs and I hear this commotion down at the other end of the aisle.
I love commotions.
Because like, Home Depot has the real long
aisles. Yeah.
Well, huge, and then they have the main aisle and then they have like a secondary aisle after a walkway that bisects it.
Yeah.
So there's a commotion going down on the secondary aisle and I hear this, what did the guy say? It was something like, I told you not to backtalk me.
Yeah, I did tell you not to backtalk me.
I look, and I'm looking, and I see this dude, and he kind of whips his hand out and hits this other person. And and I hear the you know, from down the aisle. And so this is dad and mom and a kid. Hard to judge the age of the kid because of the distance.
Yeah.
So I start moseying down the aisle. And he's screaming at this kid still. He's like, you don't backtalk me. I told you. You better listen to me when I talk to you. And
if that kid gave him Endgame spoilers, he deserved to get the shit smacked out of him.
This was pre-Easter.
Oh.
So this is pre-Endgame.
All right, continue.
So unless he got like Reddit spoilers or something. Anyway, so I walk down the aisle, and the guy's like, he notices me. He's like, you got a problem here? I said, maybe. How old is he? And by this time, I can tell he's 14 to 16. So old enough, but a minor.
And the kid hit the floor, right?
He did not hit the floor.
Oh, he didn't hit the floor.
He was pushed back into a stand.
Okay.
So he kind of backed himself
up. But, like, was hit hard enough that he could have hit the floor?
Probably not.
Okay.
But
I don't know why this was clear. So carefully.
No, there wasn't that hard.
The line is the floor.
someone's like, I don't know, how old is he? He's like, well, how old are you?
100.
48? What difference does this make? I want to make sure everything's all right here. Well, you need to go mind your own business. I'm like, I just want to make sure that this person who obviously looks like a child is okay. And he said, then he kind of turns.
Oh, hell yeah.
And he puts his hand in his pocket. He goes, well, I have a CCW license. I'm like, whoa, are you threatening me? Are you threatening me with a gun? And I start, my volume starts going way up. Because I'm like, I'm going to draw attention to this.
Yeah.
So I'm like, are you threatening me with a gun? He's like, and then the wife chimes in and she's like, he's not threatening you. That's not what he said. He didn't threaten you. It's like, well, it sounded like a threat to me.
I don't know how else you take that other than a fucking
threat. Yeah, no, that was a clear threat.
It was a clear threat. And he's like, well, you don't even know what kind of mental problems he has.
Oh, so he's got mental problems. That makes it okay for me to hit him.
Right.
That makes it fine.
Yeah. I realized that after we left. Like, at a certain point, my brain just starts skipping.
Well, sure, because he just threatened you with a gun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and my adrenaline is just through the roof. And he's like, well, you just need to back off and mind your own business. I'm like, I just want to make sure he's okay. He's like, well, you just need to back off. I'm like, look, I'm just a bystander here. I just want to make sure the situation's all right. He's like, well, you just need to go away. Whatever. Yeah. At that point, he's just shouting. I'm like, all right.
And so, nobody gathered?
No, no.
Yeah. That guy said he had a fucking gun.
Yeah.
It was 6:30, 7 o'clock on a Saturday evening, the night before Easter. Home Depot was not the happening joint at that point in the evening. Yeah. Like if it was like.
Even an hour earlier.
An hour or two earlier, there would have been a lot more people there. Yeah. But at that point in the night, it's pretty dead. So I walk back and I'm like, you know, I'm jittery. So I pick out the light bulbs and I get the daylight light bulbs instead of the soft white.
Fucking typical Tony Mask. Can't send him to the store for anything. Jesus Christ.
Turn that light on and like there's a glow out of that room right now. That bathroom just fucking glows right now.
What are you growing?
Oh, shit. It's terrible. It's really bad. I still need to go get the right bulbs because every time Julie goes in then and turns on the light, she just audibly winces. So I pick up my bulbs and I kind of wait there a minute. I look back and I don't see them back where they were. Because this guy has threatened me with a gun, I kind of want to know where he's at.
Yeah. So I walk out to your car.
I mosey back out there. Well, Julie and the kids are in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Because we just came from her dad's house.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely just lead him back there. That's,
right. Exactly.
That's perfect.
Withholding driving.
It's your getaway man.
Yeah. So I walk back to the back of the store and I don't see them anywhere. So I mosey back up to the front of the store and there he is. He and his wife and the kid are talking to a Home Depot employee.
Tony.
So I kind of walk up and I see him before he sees me. And a minute later, he looks up and he goes, that's right. I'm talking about you. I'm like, all right. Let's talk about this.
I do love when you tell people, I got a huge dick.
So I walk up and it's in the self-service aisles, which are like the double wide aisles with nothing in between.
Oh, good shooting range. Go on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No obstructions.
So I walk up and I'm 10 feet away and he turns around. And he goes, come on. I'm like, what? And then he like pushes his cart toward me. Like, what are you doing? You know, I was like, look, you hit him. I observed it. I heard it. And then the wife's like, oh, did you hear it? Did you see it? You said you saw it. It's like, I have ears and eyes. I can do both.
No. One or the other,
Tony. Yes, one at a time.
Don't be greedy.
So then he's like, well, come on. What are you going to do about it? And I was like, I don't know. Maybe I'll follow you out to your car and take a picture of your license.
What, Tony?
And he's like, come on. Follow me outside. What are you going to do? I'm like, I just told you I'm going to follow you to your car and take a picture of your license. And he said, come on, let's take this outside. You throw the first punch. What?
Nobody brought up punches except you.
He's like, I'll roll you. I'm ex-military. All right, point of the story. This guy is, he's probably 5 to 10 years older than me. I probably have 4 to 6 inches height on him. And we have a similar circumference. So there will probably be rolling going on. Then he's like, look, you fat fuck. And starts, like, he said, yeah, that's right. I called you a fat fuck. I'm like, what is happening? And
what is the Home Depot employee doing right now?
At this point, the Home Depot
disappears.
He kind of fades into the background, walks around to the other side of the aisle, and picks up the phone.
Oh, hell yeah. Okay. I was so like, somebody should have been on the phone before.
He's on the phone. I don't know who he's on the phone with. And this guy's just screaming at the top of his lungs. You motherfucker, I'm going to kick your ass. Just throw a first punch. I don't even know what to do here. Like, I just want to check out with my wrong light bulbs and leave. Which I didn't realize were wrong until I installed them when I got home. But so I kind of stepped to the side. Well, at this time of night on a Saturday, guess what the only aisles open are?
Of course.
The self-checkouts. Yeah. And they closed the other pair of self-checkout aisles, so I could only check out in this same area as him.
Just go ahead and put your back to that guy.
Yeah, so I walk around, and I'm keeping my eye on him, and he's still talking, and, like, she's checking out, and he's just puffing up. So this dude's in front of me, and he checks out, and I'm getting very situationally aware. Like, I'm taking in everything. The guy in front of me is younger, probably early 30s.
Well-defined calves.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And also a knife at his hip.
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know
over
why,
here?
But I noticed this.
Why? You got to stop going to wherever this Home Depot. Yeah.
There are a lot of guys with knives at Home Depot. Yeah, that's because, like, you have a lot of people who do, like, handwork and they just keep in, like, a little tool or a knife with them.
Yeah.
I see. So I'm not manly enough to carry a knife.
I enjoy going to Home Depot and
carrying your knives.
Checking out the knives. tools that people have.
Just checking out the knife and shovel with situations there at Home Depot. So he checks out and I quickly check out and start to leave. And I notice this guy that was in front of me checking out didn't leave. He kind of positioned himself between where those people are checking out and the door.
Yeah.
And he just kind of stood there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that guy was actually active duty or potentially even, like, police officer.
Yeah.
And so I just walk out.
Yeah.
And I kind of stand there for a few minutes because I want to make sure that, one, that they can't see what car I'm getting into from the door.
Yeah.
And just to wait to see if they come out immediately.
Yeah.
They don't. So I kind of make a beeline to where I know Holden's parked. But fortunately, there's a couple of really big panel vans that he parked on the other side of. So I walk out to those, turn around. He's not coming. I get into the car. Phil and Julie and the kids and all this. Holden's like, let's go. And Holden's around in front of the store.
Holden's ready for this.
Yeah. I've trained for this my whole life. Yeah, so we left. And that was that.
Wow. Well, good for standing up for the kid.
Like, after I left, like, everything else went through my head. It's like, I felt so bad for the kid. Because, like, you know that when somebody acts like that in public, it's a lot worse at home. It's always worse at home. And then the fact that he was like, he immediately went on the defensive. Like, he knew that he was wrong. And then wouldn't back down from it. And then, then the whole, he has mental problems. Yeah, so pushing the kid around is the right way to go here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm absolutely sure he does.
Right. Yeah, after that.
Yeah, now that you've traumatized him for the last 14 years.
Living in your household, I'm sure that.
Yep. Yeah. No, I would not argue that point with you, sir.
And actually, there was one point that I missed. When we were faced off in the checkout aisle, I turned to the kid and I said, I just want to make sure he's all right. He's like, you need to back off. I turned around and I looked right at the kid's face and I was like, are you okay? And he looked at me and looked at his dad. His dad never turned around and looked at him. He stared at me the whole time. I said, are you okay? He said, you don't talk to him. Are you okay? Anyway, yeah, that's all I can do.
Yeah.
That's all I can do here. So, yeah. Good times. Good times.
I'm a little disappointed there wasn't blood at the end of this story, Tony, but, you know.
It was headed that way.
You know what you need to do?
Get a bullet hole tattoo?
Teardrop. Now you need to get three guns.
Absolutely.
Constantly be armed.
Not even worry about a concealed carry license.
Just constantly be armed.
Yeah, just be like, and you know what? I don't.
Open carry. Right here. Yeah. Right here. You see it? The dude was wearing like basketball shorts. Like the really loose-fitting long shorts. Like there's there's no gun in there. Because those things would be around his ankles if there was.
Yeah. I mean, do you think they could have been, he could have hitched them up and, because I know like some guys, yeah, some guys pants. Keep it holstered and have one, like, I mean, that's been. A pretty, like, that's more ex-crip than ex-military.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some guys do do.
Oh, yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
That gun life.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Anna.
This is Kayla.
That's a bad introduction, Tony.
Is it?
Yeah.
I liked that story.
No, you should have introduced yourself as America's ass.
You didn't even say your name.
I'm Dave. Everybody knows who I am.
Everybody knows who that guy is.
All six people who listen to this fucking show.
We're the backseat producers.
We need Damn it, structure. David, you fucked the entire
Can we
intro
start
up?
Again? Can we just start again?
Why is this? Oh, are we doing a thing?
Yeah. No, this is. Can we please start again?
We're doing a thing, aren't we? I fucking knew it. Go ahead, Tony.
Hey, this is Tony.
This is Anna.
This is Kayla.
And this is David.
We are the Backseat Producers.
Thank you.
Oh, we're not doing a thing?
What thing?
I thought we were going to do like a happy birthday thing.
We are now in the 14th season of Backseat Producers.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Yesterday.
Oh, I just wanted to, I just wanted the intro to
yeah.
go.
Oh. Well, I hate this.
Real time yesterday. Is the 13th anniversary of the release of the first episode of Fanboy Smackdown, which became Backseat Producers 3 years later.
So it's the 2 years 10th later. Anniversary of Backseat Producers.
It's more than that, because it was months later. Yeah. I'm not doing that research.
Yeah.
The podcast is a teenager that changed its name a few years in.
Oh, yeah. No, I relate with that. Yeah. No, it's fine. That checks out.
It got a new daddy somewhere in there. Whoa. The two daddies changed. There was a divorce. Then there was a second, another daddy that
stepdaddy
came in.
Oh, God.
Then the name change happened.
The story is uncomfortable.
Your stepdaddy.
Yeah.
No. You're not its real dad.
You're not its real dad.
All right, so I guess next week we're going to try and talk about if Beale Street could talk, which we've been trying to talk about for a couple weeks.
I feel like I'm out of town next week.
Is it because that's the movie we're talking about?
I haven't even seen it.
No. It's on Hulu, so.
All right.
Figure it out.
Okay.
The Impossible Whopper was such a hit in St. Louis that they are rolling it out nationally.
It's because Burger King cares about the environment.
It's not.
Are you sure?
I'm almost positive.
Pretty sure it's marketing because they're failing hard.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're seeing the trend of vegetarian options being offered for fast food and getting on that
train.
Is that a trend?
Like Del Taco, White Castle,
Red Robin.
Red Robin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Taco Bell.
I've actually heard mixed reviews of the Impossible Whopper.
I love it. If you like cheap fast food burgers, I don't see how it's any different from, like,
but the thing is, it's also like $7, isn't it?
Yeah, it's expensive. Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That
even at Red Robin, it's like $3 more to substitute it, which is pretty expensive.
Because I mean, by that time, you can just get a good Impossible Burger from a bar almost.
The ones at Red Robin are so good.
Do we have Red Robin?
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
there's one
I
here.
Didn't know that.
There's one in Fairview Heights. Cool. There's one in
I think
West
there's
County.
Only. Yeah, yeah. Okay. There's one over in DePere.
Okay, that's why I never have seen it.
Yeah. I can't think of anywhere else.
Yeah, I don't know of them anywhere else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I used to pass two on the way to your old place when we were gaming over there. Because there's one over there.
That was our pre-endgame meal.
Mm.
Fucking Impossible Burger. So good. But yeah, we won. That's the point of that.
We won what?
The Whopper. The Impossible Whopper. Oh. We got it rolled out internationally. They couldn't keep it in stock.
The Veggiesaurus won.
Pizza Hut is playing with vegan cheese.
I saw that.
Really?
I don't think they're rolling it out in the United States. like there was a rumor they were, but I think they're testing it like in the UK or something.
Interesting. I wondered about that because I would think that they're, I mean, I don't know about their crusts, but like most have milk solids in them.
The crust?
Yeah, especially like the pan and stuff like that has stuff. I don't know. I'd have to look up the ingredients because I remember thinking, I wonder like how vegan it would be even without the. But I did see that and thought it was pretty cool because.
I know Sbarro, unless the. I'm pretty sure that's all. The crust is vegan.
Oh, okay.
At least it was when I, like a million years ago when I worked there, because I used to make it.
Oh.
I mean, it was.
Yeah, but that's a different kind of pizza. And Sbarro's good. Okay. Well, like, wow.
It's not bad.
Like, I like the scoffing.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a New York sort of style. It's the most accessible New York style pizza that you can get in the Midwest.
That's true.
And so.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. The judgment.
I just didn't realize you had such a, like, finely honed, strong opinion on Sbarro.
I really enjoy it.
I got burned out on it when I worked.
Yeah, I'll bet. Yeah.
I don't think I've ever eaten there. Fuck that place.
I had an adventure last Friday.
Yeah?
I can't go into... I guess I could, but I was at work and the police showed up and wanted me to come out of my classroom. And I got interviewed about some stuff.
Wow.
People I used to know.
That's exciting.
Yes. And I was really stressed out about it.
Yeah. Talking to the police is
normally stressful. Yeah. And I just don't like sharing more than I need to share. And my principal was awesome and stayed with me for most of the time. And so that was cool.
Yeah.
And then I was just really like kind of freaked up and it was all, and so it was almost the end of the day. So he was like, you can go. And I wound up like going to, what was it? I guess it was like Fairview Heights or whatever. Cause I had a friend of mine was in town for Beat Me in St. Louis and got to hang out with her a little bit. I didn't get to go. I didn't go to the con, but yeah. So that was fun. And then I got lost looking for Starbucks. So that was my excitement on Friday.
In Fairview Heights?
Yeah, it was. So was I really properly? I might have been in O'Fallon. I was like by the big mall.
That's Fairview Heights.
Yeah. Yep. And Google didn't say Starbucks was in the mall.
There is a Starbucks in the mall.
And yep. I was sort of driving around the mall, yep. like looking for the Starbucks. And I was driving too slowly and this guy kept like honking. It was just awful.
Yep, that sounds like Fairview Heights.
It was like a whole Friday experience.
Yeah, the Starbucks with drive-thrus are both in O'Fallon.
Okay.
Are we all finished with the fucking geography of Southeast Illinois?
I feel
Southwest Illinois?
Maybe we're not. Because I went to Belleville after that.
Oh, Belleville's the fucking worst.
And bought a bunch of
really
plants.
Southwest? It's kind of like mid-ish.
We're kind of selfish.
But Illinois comes to, like, it's
no,
kind
you're
of
right.
It's like,
yeah,
it's like
there's more south because Carbondale.
It's
and
considered
all that.
Southwest. This is considered Southwest Illinois.
There's also the fucking wasteland south of here. Mm. Like once you get off of 40,
you're so judgy.
64.
Once you cross the river,
once you cross the river, you go back 100 years. They're coal-powered cars.
I want us to go to Cairo together sometime.
It's coming back, no.
Go to Metropolis, though.
Ooh,
Metropolis.
That'd be fun. I would like that. I
took my picture with Superman's crotch. Ooh, should have the Superman Festival on the bucket list.
That should be coming up in the next...
Yeah, yeah, a little bit.
Month? Yeah, next month. June. Happens really close to Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
Superman celebration.
No, all of the crusts at Pizza Hut are vegan, so that would work really well.
I can't think of, like, I was trying to think of a pizza crust that wouldn't be. I don't think they use milk and.
Really, the only thing that would keep a pizza crust from being vegan is the oil product they put in it.
Yeah, and they wouldn't and use a, they, yeah. They wouldn't
use a, yeah. As long as they don't use a lard.
Yeah.
As long as they're using some kind of vegetable oil, then that's, we used a vegetable shortening. So, scoop it out of those coffee containers. Mm. It's like, oh.
Crisco.
Yep. All right.
6th through the 9th.
Oh, 6-9.
Oh, wait. So it starts on your birthday.
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't.
Well, it's the birthday weekend.
That's the thing.
You need to have a softest birthday party ever.
No, he wouldn't just say it didn't start on his birthday if it did.
No, you would. We all know you would. We nobody's
super soft birthday.
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to be out of town for my birthday.
That doesn't mean it doesn't mean anything. We can throw it whenever we want.
That's a good point.
That's what's happening in about 10 minutes.
Boom. All right. What's the jibber jabber quantity left we got here?
I don't have much.
Because I've been waiting for a year to
start the conversation on Endgame at any moment.
No.
Endgame.
We're playing this chess match now.
I feel like I've shared, so.
With avoiding talking about it. And so now we're in the middle game of the chess match to avoid talking about it. And soon we'll be in the endgame.
I'm not avoiding.
All right. Kayla, what'd you think of Endgame?
I really liked it. Endgame.
Okay.
Yeah, I've really changed my opinion on superhero movies. No, I don't think that's the case. I think superhero movies have changed.
All right.
David, what did you think? Specifically to suit my tastes. They
did it for me. Maybe these last two. Just something different.
Started meeting your needs.
Yeah.
It was all right, Tony. I have a lukewarm opinion colored by many complaints, for which I took multiple notes.
What a fucking nerd.
Anna, what'd you think?
I don't know.
Whoa.
Yeah. Because I mean, I haven't seen lots of superhero movies, and I saw Infinity War for the first time, like, the day before I saw Endgame.
I saw that you were watching that.
Yeah, and I liked Infinity War a lot, struggled with it, and wasn't sure. But I don't know enough to know how I feel about Endgame. I enjoyed watching it. It gave me great pleasure visually. But other than that, I can't really say a whole lot more.
That's fair.
Tony?
I had a lot of problems with the movie. I had a lot of problems with what it means for what Marvel's going to do going forward. Like, with what they've already announced, the movies they have in production.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I have a hard time liking how the movie resolved because of the problems I had with it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed Infinity War as a whole experience better than I enjoyed Endgame.
Do you feel that... I agree with you. I think Infinity War of the pair was better.
Mm-hmm.
But do you feel that Infinity War was better of the pair because it set them into an impossible situation and nothing they could do in Endgame was going to resolve it satisfactorily?
No, I think there were potentially satisfactory resolutions to Endgame that the story didn't earn, and that the weight of actors' contracts molded the story instead of the story. I feel like there were certain things that didn't happen organically because they had to come up with character resolutions.
Oh, yeah.
There were things that just that I didn't buy, then didn't feel earned because they just had to write those actors off.
Are we doing spoilers in this?
Yeah.
Okay. What? Yeah, like the Captain America thing was dumb. It was fucking dumb.
What?
Yeah.
That's not where I had the problem. My problems come up way before that.
I was totally fine with that resolution. As a matter of fact, I didn't see it coming.
I was wondering, so Kayla, like, what did you, like, how do you feel like superhero movies have changed? I'm really curious. And how is this, like, meeting?
Well, especially with the Marvel movies, they don't take themselves as seriously as they were. It started around Ragnarok and, I guess, Guardians of the Galaxy. Mm-hmm. But, like, I would never could get into, like the Captain America movies or really any of them.
Yeah.
I didn't like the movies before Infinity Wars. What was that?
It was Black Panther?
No. I mean the Avengers movies. I'm sorry.
Age of Ultron and then
Age of Ultron. Then Avengers. Well, Civil War, which was actually technically a Captain America movie, but it was an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
And it was made by the same...
Specifically...
Same guys.
Specifically, like, Age of Ultron. I hated Age of Ultron. It was fucking terrible. It was just... It was tedious.
Full stop. The Avengers movies in the MCU are, not without complete exception, the worst movies. Because there is one exception, and that's Dark World. Dark World is atrocious.
Dark World is the fucking
Thor
worst.
Dark World, the second Thor movie, is awful. It is a goddamn terrible movie. And it was referenced in this one.
Yeah.
And that's the weirdest thing, is that they had to reference it.
That was the big fuck you.
Yeah.
Is that the one where his mom dies?
Yeah. Yeah, that whole sequence, that he goes back to, that's all from Thor Dark World.
Yeah.
Because the ether all comes from that movie. Because then they realized, oh shit, we need to do the Infinity Stone, so we need to figure out a way to shoehorn this into more of our movies.
Mm.
So that's when they brought that one in.
Maybe it is me who changed in that now that I've seen a bunch of the movies, I'm more emotionally invested in the characters that I was previously.
That could be.
Mm.
Who's changing?
Do you have any interest in
movies?
But who are you invested in? Because I found Captain America in general just awful. Uncompelling as a I guess maybe human being is the wrong word, but like if he disappeared and I just like really don't care about him.
There's only one movie that I cared about Captain America in. And that was Winter Soldier.
Oh, Winter Soldier was so fucking good.
It's a good movie.
And it pivots so much. Like, so much of the world changes based on Winter Soldier.
Yeah.
So many consequences.
Yeah, I was... And I think maybe I didn't enjoy having as much Captain America as we had.
But that's America's ass.
That's America's ass.
Yeah. That was funny. That was a fun fight. Ass. I enjoyed that.
They needed the levity for what they were going for with the movie as a whole, especially coming off of Infinity War.
Yeah, everything with Tony Stark and Captain America was a fucking snore fest. Like, so much of the movie was just them jerking off about how this was clearly going to be their end of the movie, and like everyone of the unsnapped heroes was a million times more interesting. I would have loved to have seen the movie without Captain America, without Tony Stark, and it was just Rocket, Ant-Man, I could probably have done without Black Widow, but fucking Okoye, I wouldn't even have accepted Rhodey as like the straight man.
Really, you just want a Rocket? An Ant-Man Fat
Thor.
Movie.
Rocket Ant-Man and Fat Thor.
Fat Thor.
Okoye.
You know what I loved about Fat Thor?
You know what I loved about Fat Thor?
Is that him.
I can cosplay now.
Like, there was never... I was
yeah,
fully...
slim. I expected... Oh, sorry.
I was fully expecting, like, a montage scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any moment it's gonna happen. And it didn't, and I really liked that.
I expected him to magically slim down at some point. Oh, like,
yeah.
And they wouldn't even... They'd sort of get a corset.
Yeah. I almost expected it when he does the lightning thing and he's in the new outfit. I thought that they had done it right then. I was like... Which would have been funny. The thought that he, like, could change it at any time.
A good gag.
Yeah, it would have been funny. Yeah. He could have done it at any moment. Any moment. You look like melted ice cream.
Get out of the way, Lebowski.
Yeah.
Lebowski.
Yep.
Yeah, I really liked the Thor thing. His mom to eat a salad.
Eat a salad.
So, like, for people who know more about this, everybody else, I mean, Dark Phoenix, like, how much should we care that she's dead?
Dark Phoenix. Whoa. Oh, Black Widow.
Black Widow.
Spoilers for Dark Phoenix.
How much should we care that she's dead? Like, is this a loss? Is this a real sacrifice?
Not to me.
Because I didn't care about her.
No, she shows up in Iron Man 2, so she's been in, what, 19 of the fucking movies?
Okay.
Not that many of them. She's been in, like,
she's been in a fucking lot of them.
She's been in, like, five or six. But she's getting her own solo movie.
How? I don't just mean because she's dead. No,
because the Kevin Feige, the guy who kind of show runs all the Marvel movies, has said that, yeah, we're probably going to be doing a lot of movies that don't really go forward in time from here.
All right.
So they're going to do a prequel.
That makes sense.
But I have a feeling they're going to do a lot of prequels.
Hella past.
Yeah.
I need more Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Well, you're gonna
I
get
need
it.
More Captain Marvel.
Don't
make that face.
I don't know how Captain Marvel works.
I don't know what they do. One of my predictions for the movie was that they were going to have to nerf Captain Marvel, and they
that's
didn't.
That's what I thought, too.
So, what now?
They're going to have to do more cosmic stuff with her.
Yeah, I mean, but there's like...
Her thing is, like, she's so big that she doesn't...
Yeah.
Like, that's how they established it. Like, she's like, I can't just concentrate on Earth because there's an entire universe of people who need me because I am that amazing.
They're... introducing the Eternals.
Look at this haircut.
Yeah. They're introducing...
Hillary Clinton? Sorry.
What?
Did she get a Hillary Clinton haircut?
Kind of.
I thought she did. Like, she basically shows, you've got the whole, like, Elizabeth Warren, Hillary Clinton thing going on.
I don't view all women as the same people, so...
They are, though, so... That's your mistake.
The problem.
We're all just, like, facets of Hillary Clinton, basically. She's...
It's amazing.
But all of your emails.
Yeah. So many emails.
Yeah. They're just all pictures of that hairstyle. It's just women like reinforcing to other women that that's the Hillary Clinton haircut.
That email chain that just keeps circling the globe of just that haircut.
Ugh. I didn't like how you predicted that Captain Marvel... Well, you kind of predicted that Captain Marvel would be the one to save Iron Man, but in, like, a passing way. And, like, that would be kind of stupid if they did that. And I think they could have still done it, but better. Like, that scene where, like, he's dying and you get the glow. If they had cut out the, like, 10 seconds where they actually show Captain Marvel and just cut back to Earth and then, like... you see the spaceship coming down. I feel like that would have been so much better. Like, give us a little more tension. Like, you basically know what's happening, but I don't know.
One of the things that I really liked about the movie is how quickly they resolved that 3 weeks after... That sequence that was basically 3 weeks after Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, he's dying on the ship, and he looks like he is dying.
Oh, my God.
That
was
really good.
Yeah.
I actually thought
Robert Downey Jr. might be fucking sick.
Yeah. No, that was... I'm pretty sure it was kind of the same thing they did with Chris Evans for the first Captain America movie. Because they made him look like that, too.
Yeah.
Like, that whole resolution all the way up through killing Thanos. I liked that. It's like, let's just cut through all this bullshit, and let's... start telling a story.
Yeah, when Thor fucking cuts Thanos' head off mid-conversation, I was like, oh, thank fucking Christ this is done with.
Yeah.
And then they just walk away 5 years later. Oh, fucking great. Good.
I did like that. Things start going off the rails for me at that point.
Yeah, cameo from one of the Russos, though, at the group therapy thing.
I was wondering if there was any... I was curious about the people at the group therapy, if there were any... comic book creators or anything like that.
Yeah, he's the guy telling the story.
Oh.
About his date. His gay date.
I was going to say, did I hear that wrong or was he talking about dating a man?
No. Nope. Talking about... Listen, they gotta find literally anywhere to put a gay character in this series because in 21 movies, they still haven't.
That's true.
Wow.
Yep.
21 movies, like 100 million characters.
Technically, the one character that is established as gay, they killed in the movie that they introduced the character in and didn't get a chance to get around to telling us he was gay.
Was it Scarlet Witch's brother?
Mm-hmm. Quicksilver is established as a gay character in the comic books.
Sounds pretty Marvel. Remember when you're like, oh yeah, Hawkeye is definitely going to bite it. No, he's got the gay shield.
So are we sure that, like, Valkyrie's straight?
They haven't established he's not straight.
Didn't we talk about when we talked about Ragnarok that there was some, like...
There were people that had established that that was headcanon, but I don't think it's ever part of the movie.
Okay.
Because of how she mourns for her...
That was
what we said, but that...
There isn't enough...
There's not enough information there.
I think Tessa Thompson may have just conveyed that with her face, but not...
Not in the story.
It's not in the
story. It should be.
She is a king.
Captain Marvel is the other one that everybody...
When I Google, is Valkyrie by shows up as, like, the first drop-down thing. So.
Yeah, but Google literally anybody and see how quickly bi or gay shows up in the drop-down.
Captain Marvel is, like...
Oh, yeah.
That's why everybody was upset at Captain Marvel, because they didn't, like, put in a lesbian kissing scene or something. I don't know. But she's almost undoubtedly...
Yeah. I think that's the next movie.
Yeah.
Because that was the point, was that they were trying to do the don't ask, don't tell, and I don't think we could have that that movie.
Yeah, I appreciated not having the romantic tension for Captain Marvel. Mm-hmm. Oh, if there was another Captain Marvel movie, I would be totally down.
Yeah.
Oh, God, space scissoring.
No, scissoring's not a thing, David.
Agree to disagree.
Do I need probably to give you easier to do
in a superhero movie?
It'd be easier to do in space.
That's true. Maybe in space, scissoring is a thing.
I mean, there's a leverage issue.
No one can hear you scissor.
But they want to. But they want to.
They'll try to.
Yeah, so I like the time jump.
Mm-hmm.
I like that we got a little bit of a glimpse into what happened to the world, even though the logistics of it don't make any fucking sense.
Nope.
Which is also another problem I have with the resolution of this movie, but we'll get there.
Because it looked like a lot more than half the people were gone.
Half the people is a lot of people, though.
Half the people is a lot of people, but it looked like way more than half the people were gone.
The confusing thing to me, okay, it looked like... The people who were left just decided to stop being people. Like, when Ant-Man's walking through the fucking city and, like, the houses are just piled with trash. Like, no one's living in the house to generate the trash. Where is the trash coming from?
Right.
Like, why are other people in the neighborhood throwing trash into people's homes?
I think the idea is that you have a lot of abandoned buildings and you have a whole population in mourning. And what does it mean? Which I don't think they were thinking that deeply at all, but, like... What does it mean for literally everyone to be experiencing grief and trauma at once in the whole world? I mean, maybe it would look like a lot of trash.
You know what you should watch?
What? Leftovers.
The Leftovers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
10% of the population just disappears, and the show is nothing but the emotional 2%. Examination.
2%. It's 2%.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's still a lot.
It's still a fucking lot. And the show is an emotional roller coaster because it's nothing but dealing with the trauma.
I was wondering why you were so into that.
It's amazing.
It's and a really
Carrie
good
Coon
show.
Is so fucking good.
Yep.
Oh, God, she's so. She's the Idris Elba of something.
Women?
Yeah, of something. It used to be Allison Mack, but then she started human trafficking, and that's...
Is that how to get on your shit list?
Yeah, actually, that's...
Human trafficking, is that the line?
Yeah, actually, that's the line.
Okay.
There's the line.
Know. It's good to know.
There's the line. I'll put up with a lot.
The
sex
line,
cult, not
part?
So much. But it's when the sex cult starts human trafficking.
There's nothing else before that?
No, the sex cult part was fine.
Right, I know.
Sex cults are fun.
Yeah. No, I...
Literally nothing before that.
Okay. Well, when I want to get rid of you, I'll start human trafficking. It'll be easy.
So
that'll be the easiest way.
Yeah, that'll be the simplest way to do that.
So the first point when the movie goes off the rails for me is the point of Rodentia Ex Machina. When a fucking rat walking across a machine kicks off the entire film. The rat in the machine.
Yeah. Why would nobody have... Somebody put that in a storage?
Under his name.
And nobody ever even glanced in the window and was like, there's a bunch of crazy equipment in here.
Right.
Okay, we'll just shove it in a storage locker.
Mothball it.
I don't understand why Michael Pena isn't the dude. Like, it seems like that was a perfect opportunity to slip him in.
Because imagine? Like, he's like, what is happening? He goes, bro.
And yeah, bro.
He launches into a 5-year, you know what? give me that exposition. Michael Pena, give me a 5-year synopsis in about 2 minutes of all the shit that's happened in the last 5 years. That would have been perfect.
Nice Ken Jeong cameo, though.
It was.
Although we didn't do anything.
No.
Except look sternly.
That bugged me.
Well, that ratted you.
It did.
I didn't give a shit about that. Like, that... Okay. If that's the most coincidental crazy thing on this list, all right. Gotta get this plot going somehow.
We do. We do.
And we've already burned half an hour of the movie.
And it's like, all right, that's fine. Let's get this ball rolling.
If everything that comes after this is solid, then I'll forgive this rat.
Unfortunately.
Unfortunate.
Things weren't solid.
Yeah.
So I saw this movie on Sunday.
We are careening towards the most egregious crimes this movie commits. Go on. What was spoiled for you, Tony?
Oh, the thing that was spoiled for me? On Saturday.
Oh, I thought that was the story you were going to tell.
No. On Saturday, I got a news alert. The news alert was, how many times has Captain America picked up Thor's hammer? And I'm like, well, fuck. Captain America is going to pick up Thor's hammer in the movie. Like, completely unrelated. It was literally just a Google News pop-up. It was, this is how many times Captain America has picked up Thor's hammer. It's like, there is only one reason I can possibly be getting this news alert on Saturday of Endgame weekend.
That sucks.
We were at dinner.
Because that was a... I completely even forgot to even be considering it. So when it happened, I was like, oh, that's awesome.
We were
awesome.
At dinner, and I'm like, here are my predictions for the movie. And then I was like, did I forget a fucking prediction? And then he picks up that fucking hammer, and I'm like, God fucking damn it.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah. Like, of course it was going to happen.
I would have been mad if you had said that.
Well, I guess that worked out.
Yeah. I mean, of course it was going to happen. And when it happened, it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was like, yep, so there it is. That's when it happened. And that's like literally how it felt.
Yeah.
Like after knowing it.
That's my first note. The satisfying amount of people losing their shit when Cap picked up the hammer.
That was a satisfying amount, too.
It was a like people in both theaters lost their shit.
I love Thor's reaction, too. I knew it.
I knew it. Fat Thor. Fat Thor is the best Thor.
Yeah, that was the thing I got spoiled. That was really the only thing I got spoiled, which is pretty great, considering I didn't get to see it till Sunday afternoon.
Well, right. Egregious crimes.
Egregious crimes.
The egregious crimes.
So my point about Sunday is that I watched two big pieces of spoilerific media on Sunday.
Yeah.
Both Endgame and Game of Thrones Season 8, Episode 3.
Got Endgame.
And both of them had serious strategic flaws in the plans that they were using to go after their prize. Why the fuck didn't they get a stone and then go after the others? That doesn't make any... These stones have so much power to them. And they knew where some of them were and could easily get them. There were some of those stones they got barely doing anything. If they would have went and got the Mind Stone first, they could have literally walked through the rest of them and just picked them up.
Except for the Soul Stone.
Soul Stone is the only one that's not true.
I'll be honest with you. The plan was stupid, but I enjoyed Time Heist.
I did enjoy the Time Heist. I enjoyed how they handled Time Heist. Like,
My problem was, though, that they would have thought through it more. Like, these are smart people.
I mean, and literally, they have no time limit.
Right?
They can wait for almost, like, forever.
The only resource they had was the Pym particles.
Because their present is still advancing.
I mean, but what's a week?
But you didn't say a week. You said...
I mean, there was no rush.
Did it feel rushed? I didn't get that sense that they, like...
I mean, to think it through. I was actually fine
with...
What did
they not think through? This is where I'm confused. What?
So
he's saying instead of going simultaneously to everywhere, go get one of the stones and then use that stone in the other timelines to get the other stones. Like,
how would they know how to use them? Like, they kind of didn't know anything about them.
Except when they had Loki's staff, he knew exactly how to use it. Boop.
I mean, but they had seen that
there was already three of them there. I was fine with Time Heist. No, the egregious part of Time Heist was all the shit-talking they were doing about Back to the Future. Particularly for a movie that's like, oh, that's not how time... This was really clever what they did, even though it's shit. They're like, oh, You got your time travel knowledge from these movies. Here's how time travel really works. You've established credibility in your movie by shit-talking another movie's time travel physics.
A lot of other movies.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out. Hot Tub Time Machine. Get the fuck out of
Die
here.
Die Hard. Oh, wait, no.
No, wait, that's not right.
That was, well, that sequence been, was really funny.
What would have been really great if somebody would have brought a primer and they're like, no, that one's right.
By the way, before we get too far off of this, Paul Rudd did so much heavy lifting in this fucking movie.
Yes, he did.
He really did.
Yes, he did.
He carried a lot of this goddamn movie.
Like an ant. Might.
No, don't bring up ants. I'm beset at home.
I'm sorry. Hey, well, if they were as big, right there, if they were as the big as Ant-Man, right, they could carry this movie because they're so strong.
That is a weapon of mass destruction right there. A weapon of mass ant destruction.
I have them. I can't place them around my home because Muddy Buddy is an idiot.
Ooh.
And will eat it.
Mm.
Same. Womp, womp, womp. Skip.
Okay, so you're right. Time Heist was... There were some strategic issues with Time
there
Heist.
There was.
One, so Vormir is where the Soul Stone is. Mm-hmm. Does it seem a little weird to you that, like, they send two people who have never been to space before off to in space? A spaceship?
Yep.
To like, that seems a little...
To fly a spaceship.
Yeah, it just seems a little awkward.
It seems like those two would have actually made more sense in the New York timeline.
Yeah.
Because they're sneaking around, doing stealthy stuff. Let's send the spy and the assassin. Well, mm-hmm. Both of them are spies and assassins. The two spies and assassins on the stealth mission.
Iron Man should have gone to space.
Yes.
Of the other, like, because...
Agreed.
Rocket,
Nebula,
Thor...
And Rocket, Nebula, Thor, and...
What's his name?
Iron
Sam?
Man. Sam wasn't there. Rhodey.
Jesus, you Rhodey? Picked the two black guys and got them confused.
Movie. Sorry.
Oh my God.
War Machine. Rhodey.
Is that the Silver Iron Man?
Yes.
yeah. Wait, wasn't...
Gunmetal. More gunmetal right. than Silver, yeah. But yeah.
I think Silver is what's-her-face is.
So yeah, they yeah. already go to space. So if you think about... Who should be swapped out of that team? Iron mm-hmm. Man has been to space.
Mm-hmm.
He should go. I guess that's the only... It's like, somebody who didn't know space had to go. But yeah, right. You're right. Sending the two people who had never been off on their own...
Seems really weird.
I could even make an argument for Ant-Man, because he navigated the quantum realm.
Yeah.
So he could...
But also, he's kind of a...
He's kind of
a ditz.
Yeah. That's why we love him.
I love the scene where Rocket's like, oh, the little puppy wants to go to space. You want to see the spaceship? Because that's literally... That is, like, encapsulates his character.
Oh, yeah. I like that they don't make him super smart. Like, he is an engineer, but he's not...
He's not an engineer.
He's not that good.
Yeah, we gotta find someone who knows how this time travel shit works. Okay, can we talk about... Listen, we're starting to get into a lot of confusing areas for this movie. Do you know how much money it takes to CGI the Hulk? Why did he have to be CGI the whole fucking movie?
Because they needed to establish that he had gotten to a place where he could be... He could have the strength of the Hulk... And physically be able to withstand the radiation, but have his wits about him.
They needed Professor Hulk.
Yeah.
At no point does he need that until he has the gauntlet.
That's it. Sorry. that's 100%.
And
for
agreed.
That moment where he has to agreed. Use the gauntlet, that's all they need it for.
Yeah, but they still could have done the whole thing where it's like, oh yeah, I figured the thing out. I can just turn into the Hulk now. Like, but I don't need to be the Hulk all the time because I still need to use phones or push buttons or do literally all the things that normal-sized humans can do.
No.
But and also not cost $1 million.
Visually, we would have lost that, though. Like, he might have gotten lost in the mix.
I don't feel...
Because we kind of visually might have needed him to be a different way.
I feel like after 20 movies and some odd...
But there's so many characters... There's something to that. There's so many characters in this, like, at this point especially.
And there are a lot of white guys in this one. Like, all together in a group.
Did you forget in Thor Ragnarok that he was the Hulk after he turned back into Mark Ruffalo midway through? I bet you didn't.
No, but like Thor Ragnarok felt different. It didn't feel like there were a bunch of guys who looked kind of similar.
There were far fewer characters. Yeah.
Far fewer white guys. One of them was green.
It helps.
It does help.
No, I think it was important to have that because of what we saw in Infinity War, where he kind of had his Hulk ED problem. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually thought that. I thought that was going to be resolved, like more interestingly, instead of the
5-year time jump. We're going to resolve it.
Yeah, Hulk got beat twice.
Okay. I mean, I'm okay with it just showing that there was a change in the character over 5 years, and if that's the way they're going to show it, that's fine.
That fucking diner scene, though.
That diner scene was really good.
You want a picture with Ant-Man? Who? Just take the damn phone.
They don't want it. Don't want it.
I don't know who I am.
I loved everything he was eating.
Fuck, the Hulk can't use a phone. That's a hell of a spoiler.
Who is that?
Shayworth. Hi, Shayworth.
I don't know that. Oh, that is me.
It's just a mountain of eggs. Yeah. Just this gigantic bowl.
The burrito that he was eating.
Oh yeah, that's. I didn't notice that until the second time we watched
it. Oh yeah,
it's just a fucking bowl of eggs. He's like, do you want a picture with me? I'm Ant-Man.
Who?
No. He's even saying no.
No, they do. They do.
Take he's the goddamn phone.
Everything he was in, man. Paul Rudd really did a lot of heavy lifting in this movie.
He did.
More
egregious sins on the list?
No.
Or is the most egregious sin
the Back to the Future stuff?
Okay, all right.
So the time travel stuff, I didn't actually give a shit about the time travel stuff. Like, there's been, like, I've seen a lot of people theory crafting around the time travel stuff and digging, like, way deeper into it than I think they need to be digging into it.
So it didn't bother you?
It's time travel.
It's okay. Time travel.
It's space wizards with laser swords. I mean, yeah. At some point you just say,
you have exception. To be okay.
Yeah,
okay.
You just have to accept it. I mean,
yeah, well, I've seen this one dude post this, like, 5-page essay on how the MCU avoided this pitfall because they time traveled, but then took away the ability to time travel later. And I'm like, well, that didn't happen, though.
No,
they can still time
happen.
Travel.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, when the Infinity Stones are in the timeline, time has to flow linear, which means that when Thanos destroys them, then they have the ability to go back in time. Okay, first off, that's not what happened.
They never established that.
Yeah, they never established that. That, what's her face? The Grand Wizard, what's her face? Tilda Swinton.
Oh, yeah.
Tries to establish
that. The ancient one.
But it is really confusing to me how much people have misunderstood what happened there.
Like, oh, yeah.
Like, she's not saying that if that he removes the whatever, it's going to break things. Like, all she's saying is, if you take the time stone out of my timeline, that's going to fuck my timeline.
Yeah. Because I don't have the time stone.
Yeah, because we don't have the time stone anymore.
And, yeah, this is a thing that I'm using.
And we
I'm
need
using.
That later.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we're going to need that against Dormammu.
Yeah.
Spoiler for Doctor Strange.
Yeah. Oh, God, that sequence was so fucking
that was
good too.
That was really good.
Yeah, I didn't. People didn't understand that? That seemed like a really simple point to me that, like,
and like
for as complicated as that could have been,
right? Yeah.
They explained a lot of that stuff really well.
Yeah, the real quick.
Real,
like,
yeah, real
they
simple.
They basically drew the Back to the Future chalk line
in
the air. Ugh. So much fucking Back to the Future.
Well, then what about, like, the Captain America piece when he goes back and then lives a normal life? So that means that he was never essentially Captain America. Because,
no.
Okay.
But here's the thing. He lives that life in a completely separate timeline.
Yeah.
And doesn't necessarily live it from the 1940s to that point. He shows up there to deliver the shield. But we don't know at what point he lives as Captain America.
Yeah, he's got to he has to at the furthest back they go is going to be my guess. So the Stark...
The 70s?
Yeah.
I don't think he does. I don't think it matters when he goes to.
I guess it doesn't matter when he goes
but,
to.
I mean, but regardless when he goes back, that's his
future.
Like, that doesn't...
It's nothing they change in the past affects their future.
Okay.
That's the key takeaway from the guidelines they establish.
Okay.
Right? So he doesn't go to the past and then live forward to the present. Uh-huh. Because that doesn't make any sense. He's living that life somewhere else.
As a separate, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then he's got the magic time suit. Okay. And he pushes the button at the end and shows
technically that means there's two Captain Americas.
And he left
like the whole time.
In some version of the...
Yeah.
In some alternate timeline there would be.
Yes. Well,
or
no,
maybe
there
not.
Isn't.
Or
because he's still on ice.
Or he doesn't show up until he shows back up in 2020 and lives his life and then comes back as an old man to deliver the shield at that moment.
I mean, he's on ice. So if he goes back in time, he could go living and there's, yeah. In effect, only one Captain
he
America,
could.
Right?
He could, yeah.
I mean, but the way they resolved it implied that he was waiting at that park bench.
Yeah, that he had, like was in that timeline.
Yeah, that except, he knew to be there yeah. because...
Except he's got the shield, though. He has to have come from the other timeline.
What are you talking about? Like, the implication was that he was out there in the world living his own life, and then he knew to show up at that moment because he knew that his younger self would be heading back. So that's what I'm saying. The implication there is that there are two Captain Americas living in the world. Mm-hmm. Just one of them's living incognito, mm-hmm. like forsaking the Captain America life.
Unless he traveled back to a different point in time. Unless he traveled back to that moment at the end.
How? He didn't have a machine. He didn't have the suit. He didn't have the...
How did he bounce around to all the different times and places without a machine?
With the GPS and the things?
Okay.
What?
No, I thought that was going somewhere. No, yeah.
Because he could go anywhere at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
agreed.
But they don't show him wearing the GPS or anything when he shows. Right. He's just sitting at the park bench.
We also don't know when he lived out his life. He didn't have to necessarily live out his life from 1945 until 2011.
But they do show Peggy Carter and him dancing. So the implication is that
that's
he at
exactly
least
what he
started
did.
There.
Yeah, I forgot about
in
that.
In the 40s or 50s or whatever time yeah. period.
Those I forgot
or maybe
about
he
that.
Just visited her, left that be.
No, the implication because, is that he goes back to be with her
yeah,
and lived his
yeah.
life. Like, that's the entire
thing. But, I think
but
it's
that breaks the timeline.
But it doesn't break the timeline because it's a different timeline.
Right.
They don't go into their past. That's the thing. They never go into their own past, which is why everything they do in the past doesn't have anything to do with the future.
But yeah, you can't go into your own past is the implication.
Yeah. Yeah. So anytime,
except they did.
But they don't.
They don't. They go into another...
They go into another timeline.
Timeline's past.
And
yeah.
so, like, this is where they glaze over that, well, we have to put the stones back. We're not putting the stones back because it's going to fuck up our timeline. But, like, if we don't put the stones back, 6 billion people are... We will have effectively killed 6 billion people.
In
so,
other timelines.
I
6
like
billion
they,
people
they,
times...
Yeah.
However... There's 5 stones, so like
they also put back Thor's hammer.
I don't think they do.
They do, because when he's standing there,
that. I was like, he just took his past Thor's.
When he's standing there,
the hammer's
resting there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yeah.
Right.
He, yeah,
and
I
was like,
he picks that up
because then he comes back to the present, and I'm like, where did Thor's hammer go? And it was like, oh, he
yeah,
had to put it back.
Yeah, of course.
Here's
yeah.
the thing: they're inconsistent with the way that they've applied this logic.
Did they also put back the Pym particles that they stole?
I doubt it.
Nah, I think that's fine. Leave that. We can make more of that.
I think that's the one thing that they could have done that didn't matter. But
the time travel thing falls apart when you look at it too much. As time travel usually
as
does.
All, yeah,
yeah.
I was
gonna, like, except Back to the Future, which is flawless.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventures.
Oh, also
pretty
flawless.
Fantastic, yeah.
Also flawless.
Yep.
Wow.
And they literally did the same thing with grabbing the keys and placing them elsewhere so they could find them in the future. That happened in Bill and Ted's.
Captain Marvel rains down from space, punches a hole through an entire spaceship.
Yeah. My favorite part of that.
She's flawless.
The guns stop, then they raise, and I'm like, oh, okay, so they're just done firing now. Something's entered the upper atmosphere. Oh, fuck.
What are they shooting at?
Yeah, when that happened, I'm like, what are they going to introduce here? Like, I was really hopeful.
I had forgotten.
I was hopeful that it was going to be something new.
And then when
she came through, it was like, oh, that's good. That's perfect.
Well, good. Let's resolve this ship
punch
situation.
A hole through
punch,
an entire ship.
Kick.
And I did get my Tom Holland as Spider-Man meets Brie Larson as Captain Marvel moment.
Yeah. Hey.
You said it wasn't going to happen.
Did I?
You did. You told me not to get my hopes up.
Oh, that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. I just said don't get your hopes up.
So, I'm really anxious to see how they're going to resolve things with Spider-Man.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I wasn't done jacking off about Captain Marvel.
Sorry.
And the rest of the Glee team.
That's it. I just wanted to explain one more time.
You're not going to talk about your other moment?
I liked the big fuck you moment.
Yeah.
Because that's all that was.
Oh, no. That's 100% all it was a huge middle finger.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
Like,
because she doesn't need their help. We were talking about this. They're more of a hindrance to her. Like, okay, you guys can come along, but can you stay, like kind of
back? Fan out to the side.
Yeah.
Because I have this forward, like, momentum thing.
But I did like the baton passing of the fucking gauntlet.
Mm-hmm.
That was really good.
Because the battle was going to get tedious real fucking quick.
Oh, yeah, just watching people.
But passing the baton was actually a ton more interesting and compelling. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it was a ton more fun.
It was more fun. It was more interesting to watch.
Yeah, like, watching fucking Spider-Man get bounced around between all these
people.
He
meets Valkyrie. Oh, nice to meet you. He's so wholesome. He's just so fucking pure. I love him so much. But yeah, the moment where all the women show up and they're like, they do that charging thing.
Yeah.
I liked that.
There were a bunch of fuck you Captain Marvel scenes. Like, at one point he, like, Thanos just like straight headbutts her and she like just doesn't even move, and she's got this fucking, she's not grinning, but she has this shit eating expression on her fucking face.
Oh, it's intense.
It's so fucking good.
It is good.
She did that a few times in her movie too, where she something would happen and she'd just be like, seriously, is this how we're gonna play this out?
Yeah, just stone cold fucking killer. Ugh. But then he fucking knocks the power stone out of that gauntlet and punches her in the face. That's when I thought they were going to nerf her.
Oh, like that does something to her? Mm-hmm. Like being punched with one of the stones?
Like the power stone is what was going to do something.
Yeah. I thought that was a fair, like, not, I mean, it kind of nerfs her in the moment. Like, it doesn't permanently. Yeah, it doesn't permanently, that we know of, do any damage. But it was an effective way of, like, because otherwise there's no reason to believe that she wouldn't just... She punched a hole through the spaceship. Like, how... Like, she could punch a hole through a Thanos or two. Like,
so here's a thing that I had... That's come to mind. Like, I tried to think who else could wear the gauntlet when Tony picks it up and does his snap. She could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they're talking about the Hulk says that he can deal with it because of the radiation.
Right.
Is it her thing, radiation too? Like,
I don't know, but her power levels. I mean, she can fly through space and punch holes through spaceships.
Yeah, if you want to talk about radiation, like, space got a lot of it.
Right,
I've heard.
Yeah,
science is still out on science.
Yeah. So, but she had just been punched in the face with a stone and was,
mm-hmm.
I think that's like why they have to do that in that moment. Another reason.
Right.
Like,
yeah. They didn't have a lot of time to sit around and discuss it.
Yeah. Iron Man didn't have time to confer with her, be like, hey, like, do you think you could take, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
it's because this is right before, as soon as he punches her away, he puts the stone back in and he gets ready to snap.
Oh, because he makes eye contact with Doctor Strange,
mm-hmm.
and Doctor Strange is like
one.
So he knows in that moment, I have to act now.
Yeah.
He sees that the stone's going to be taken out. Takes him out.
Look back at my list.
Spider-Man saves all these people. Because the reason why Tony Stark does this...
That's very true.
Yeah. So, Tom Holland is...
Oh, yeah.
I did like that we saw in the cabin, we saw his dad's picture. But he reached behind it and pulls the picture of Pete. I did like that. That was good.
Because there's no reason for Tony to... I mean, like, there's, like, a bigger, like, for the greater good. But he's set, and he's, like, he has his kid. Like, it's too much of a risk. And I thought that was a completely, like, that's a fair position to take.
Yeah.
It's been 5 years. We don't know if this is possible. We could die trying. I have a family. I am creating a future out of, you know, this bad situation. I don't want to risk it. I think that's totally fair. And then he looks at like, they're all talking about, like, everybody else has lost somebody, and it, like, they make it sound like Iron Man hasn't, and he kind of goes along with that. Mm-hmm. So then they bring up, like, he in fact did lose somebody.
So we had this long discussion after the movie, and it was me trying to convince Holden of this point. What happens with Spider-Man from here? So he goes back to high school, but he's going back to high school only with the people who came back and with people who are younger than him who have grown up. Like, they show him going back to high school.
Tony,
this and like, everybody's hugging.
That's right, because you have...
No, that's not how that would work.
It would be, like, maladjusted.
Yes.
I mean, half of his class
would
be
there. 5 years younger than
half
everybody.
Half of his class would be there. Half of his class would be there.
Tony, you can't break down the logistics. This is... Hold on.
But what I'm... I want to see what's going to happen
with
the next movie.
Okay.
Because otherwise we're going to have to say that everyone he interacts with as a teenager, all those friends that he had, all those people he interacted with in the first movie.
Are gone
and then come back.
That's true.
Unless that movie takes place before Infinity War, which I think is probably what's going to happen.
Right here, baby. Right here. Where do we go from here? Because I would posit suddenly snapping back half the universe after 5 years is actually crueler than snapping the half away to begin with.
You can't replace people like that.
You just can't double the population.
Like, well, and also that,
But like with food and like the logistics of the entire universe having adjusted over 5 years to half of its population, like... What?
Well, how many people would have not been around anymore because they would have gotten rid of themselves? Like, how many people would have committed suicide?
Many.
Like, you get rid of half the universe, and then what's the percentage of people left who are just going to fucking say, you know what, this can happen at any time, you know what, I'm just going to tap out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
my family
tons
is
of
gone.
Reasons.
Yeah.
Like... Could totally see the Hawkeye would have just tapped out.
Like, societies would collapse.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, the quantity of dead would be astronomical.
Yeah.
But then the logistics of dealing with the survivors would be so immense that you would spend all of your time just to make ends meet with the less than half that were still there. Mm-hmm. And then you just instantly double that.
Mm-hmm.
What the fuck do these people do?
Did they roll things back to a
world? They didn't.
Tony Stark specifically says we can change nothing except bring the people back.
See, but this is what I don't understand then. Like, so you haven't really changed anything with time. You've done a resurrection thing.
Yeah.
And how, what does that have to do with time?
They had to go because the stones were destroyed in their timeline. They didn't have access to them anymore. So they had to go back to a time where the stones existed and gather them again.
But how does that like bring people back?
It doesn't.
No, they
the
bring
magic
the stones,
of the gauntlet brings them
they
back.
They bring the stones to the present where they need to be. And then the stones can grant.
Oh, because altogether the gauntlet can do anything.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you can just say, bring all these people back. Well,
bring
then maybe
me
they
10
maybe,
pizzas.
But maybe that wasn't the desire then to bring them back because we don't hear the voice. Maybe the desire was heal the world.
Mm-mm.
It was
Tony
not.
Stark was so explicit.
No, but that's different though. Heal the world could be. Because we don't hear the words that are spoken or hear what the wish is ever, do we?
Wait, what wish?
So
the implication is they have to think something.
They have to think it. So we don't know what those thoughts were. So maybe the thought was make everything okay again, which would imply keeping the daughter and bringing these people back in a world that's whole and works. I'm sorry.
Because the Hulk specifically says, I tried to bring her back. So there's like the implication is there's like an effort that goes into whatever wish he's... He's talking about, you know, Black Widow. I tried to bring her back.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad she's fucking dead.
Even though
sounds like she wasn't missable.
She didn't die in their timeline.
But yeah, the implication is that the implication is terrifying, actually. Like, they don't really stop to consider it or think about it. The implication is terrifying that essentially her existence is shredded.
Mm-hmm.
Like... to such an extent that even the power stones can't reach her anymore.
The implication, now this is more nerd shit from the comics, is that you actually have to give up a soul to get the soul.
Yeah.
And that she is the stone.
Mm. All right. I can buy that.
That's pretty wild. In Infinity War, Gamora is the stone. The stone doesn't exist.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah.
The stone doesn't exist until the soul is given up for it.
No, yeah, totally. That makes sense.
But it also doesn't fucking do anything.
No.
So.
What do you mean?
By itself, it doesn't.
Like, it does nothing.
There's no power that we ever see. That we ever see. There's no power to it.
Oh, I guess I don't really understand the powers that the.
They don't go into them very well. Like, they
there's a generic
briefly
power.
There, I mean, there's the Mind Stone and there's the Time Stone and the
power. Well, we see the Time Stone used in Doctor Strange.
We see that in Doctor Strange. We see the one of the stones, the Power Stone.
That's Dark World. That's the Ether.
Is it the Space Stone then that Ronan has?
It's the Tesseract. Is the Space Stone?
What the fuck does Ronan have? There?
Reality. He's got the
Reality Stone.
Because that's the one that
that he puts in his hammer and they dance off for.
Yeah, that doesn't make. You know what? Let me fucking look it up.
Yeah.
Finally got our Avengers Assemble. Took them 21 fucking movies to get there.
Joss Whedon said no to that.
It was a good call.
The Russo. This was the. If they were going to wait to do it, this was the right time. This was the way to do it.
I felt that was a satisfying moment.
It was.
Okay, all right. So.
And they built up to it, too. This long pause, and it was like, wait
that
for
is where
it
I thought Cap
there
was
going to
bite it.
There is something really big that's going to happen, guys. Assemble.
That's where I thought Cap was going to bite it.
Oh, the moment when Thor, like, they're talking about the stones, and Thor is the only one who has experience with the ether. And he's gets up there and he's like, first of all, it's not a stone. It's like this sludge thing, so stop calling it that.
Yeah.
And okay. He just goes on the tirade, and who is it that walks up and is like trying to get him to sit? Okay. Thor's the best.
All right, so Ronan has the Power Stone.
Okay, power.
The Time Stone. The Space Stone is the Tesseract.
Okay.
The Mind Stone, I don't know where it came from. I don't remember where it came from.
That was in Loki's...
Staff. Oh, yeah, yeah. And then they put it in Vision.
Yep.
And then the Soul Stone, and then the Reality Stone is the Ether.
Yep.
So.
So Marvel's got some stuff coming up that... All right, taking a step back, I like how they left the door open for Loki.
Mm.
Did the door open for Loki?
It's a different timeline.
It is.
If they bring him back,
but...
they are going to shit all over their own rules almost immediately. Like just.
Oh yeah.
That will just happen immediately because one, it's a comic book movie, so fucking who cares about consequences? Because
Loki grabbed the
space,
the Tesseract,
yeah,
and just
in that one timeline.
Yeah.
Gamora.
Yeah.
Is a situation.
They've got Guardians 3 coming up, so
they problem, fully set up the next Guardians movie.
Are they going to have two Gamoras? What
they
happened
can't,
to Gamora?
Right? They can't, right? The Gamora in this timeline is dead. She's the soul. Like she's erased. So they bring different timeline Gamora in, who has no memories, has no experience. Yeah. Like she's a completely different person from who the Guardians know. So this is a fucked up situation. She's also gone at the end of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Because presumably that's what the third movie is going to be about.
Well, yeah.
That's
like
search for Gamora.
I mean, Quill is standing at the thing and he's searching for Gamora. They don't say where she went to or why.
Or how. How the fuck did she get off the planet? There's only one spaceship on the planet right now.
Yeah.
And they're all standing in it.
After Captain Marvel punched a hole...
Hey, where are you, Captain Marvel? Oh, I'm sorry. The rest of the universe doesn't have you four.
Right. Right. That moment where, what's the general's name?
Rhodey.
From Black Panther? Is that?
Oh, Okoye.
Okoye?
Yeah, I keep calling her that. Everybody keeps ignoring it, the fact that we're not fucking talking about Okoye enough.
She's not in the movie enough.
She's not in the movie
that
enough.
Was the tragedy of this
movie. That is a tragedy. Where Black Widow's like, what was that? you know, like
the Trevor. Earthquake under the sea.
And she's like, what are we doing about it? And she's like,
it's an earthquake under the sea.
Yeah, we're handling it by not handling it. Hey, listen. You know what place isn't fucked up? It's Wakanda. Why don't you deal with the rest of the fucking world?
Right.
Though there has been some speculation that that's what the next Black Panther movie is going to be about.
What?
The Atlanteans. And the earthquake under the sea was actually the rumblings.
Is there an Atlantis? That's not a bad,
yeah.
In the Marvel universe?
Yeah. Listen, what's, everything...
Who's there?
Namor.
It's like the fucking Greeks and the Romans. Like, every single superhero has an analog.
Yeah,
that's
kind of cool, actually, when you describe it like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, only they're fucking comic book people.
They all are.
And Namor, the comic book people have an analog in Greek and Roman mythology.
Yeah, Namor is more part of the Fantastic Four story than in comic books than the Avengers story.
He also does destroy Wakanda at some point.
He tries to destroy the
Oh wait, he's a bad dude?
Yeah.
He's
Or is society the bad dude?
Yeah.
I'm just getting Tony spun up over here.
Yeah. He's
got toxic bad dude. It's not bad in moderation, but like when it becomes too extreme, the toxic bad dude is bad. What else? Oh, before we get too much further into something about Endgame, can we talk about what happened before the movie? Everyone saw the trailer for Toy Story 4, right?
Yes. No, that was not.
Have you seen the trailer for Toy Story? Yeah. Okay. Does everybody recognize the absolutely horrifying implications of the trailer? The kid makes that toy, and then that toy becomes alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. The fact that of them are alive is fucked up to begin with.
It is, but these children are creating life. That is a dark path.
But I think that's the point of stories like that, or Corduroy, or the Velveteen Rabbit, is that, like, children can make inanimate objects alive through, like, their imagination and their love.
Okay, but also...
Like, kids have been doing it since forever.
But there's a lot of dark implications with that I don't feel
fucking,
like...
That fucking spork is creepy as shit,
that I don't feel are explored in those works.
I feel like, though, that's the point.
Especially since the spork is now sentient and understands that, like...
It's a spork. I'm not a toy. I shouldn't be alive.
Yeah, that's like fucking horrifying. Like, it's having an
existential crisis.
Yeah, I loved that. Yeah. Like,
no, that's horrifying.
But, I mean, isn't that what happens to any of us? Is that consciousness is forced upon us?
I definitely like, on our matter. Was made for salads and soups. And not for whatever I'm doing right now. So that's,
like, the
right
spork
now.
Is, like, the human condition.
Yeah, but Winnie the Pooh never has this.
Yeah, because Winnie the Pooh's stupid.
Oh, okay. I see. Don't poo.
He's just not very... I mean, like, he runs around in no pants.
Yeah, I mean...
Is that a problem?
Isn't that the best life that we all want?
Yeah, but then he bothers...
Grow up and be Pooh.
But then he bothers to wear a crop top. Just be naked.
Listen, he's Donald Ducking it.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I mean, how else is he going to swim? Anyway, I just want to bring up how absolutely fucking terrifying that trailer was.
I am curious to see where they're going to take this one. Because I do like the Toy Story stories. They're really good.
Okay. This movie could have been a tight 2 hours.
Ooh.
That was a lot of wasted time.
But then it wouldn't have felt epic, and epic isn't 2 hours.
Epic isn't 2 hours, and I wouldn't have gotten a million memes about not peeing during Endgame. Which, by the way, was almost a fucking problem.
I didn't have a problem.
I drank a bunch of soda. We went to fucking Red Robin, so I got like a million of those lemonades. So by the time Endgame finished and we did the post-credit, non-post-credit scene, man, I had to pee so bad my balls hurt.
So I made the choice that as soon as the trailer started... That's all right. I'll be back.
Oh, this is why you missed that horrifying revelation.
I've seen it. I've seen it before. I also don't give two shits about trailers, which is unfortunate because Julie loves watching them all.
Oh, I love watching
trailers.
And it's
like, but I can. I've watched most of them already. The ones that I care about. So it's like, why can't we just show up like before the movie starts instead of 20 minutes before the movie starts.
Exactly.
No.
And there are certain people who get annoyed with me being late to movies, and I'm like, who cares?
Is it, am I late? Is the movie started yet?
Yeah, the movie has not started yet, so 15 minutes late.
When I go to the movie by myself. 15 minutes?
I have never really for real been 15 minutes late. But like.
To a movie.
To a movie.
Okay, all right.
Like with you. Okay.
To anything.
I mean with you.
No, say I mean, to I've been, anything.
I'm like just... purposely 15 minutes late to movies I go by myself to.
When I go by myself to movies, yeah.
That like, hurts.
I'll leave this house 10 minutes before the movie starts.
Exactly, yeah.
Before the movie is scheduled to start.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I did that too when I got the reserved seats.
Yeah. Which is all I get anymore.
But the movie theater is only 5 minutes away from my house. So I'm still there early.
I know. Well, yeah, that's the same situation I have. But I also have to get soda and popcorn. Which
I don't do that bullshit.
Which could be a gamble. And it doesn't bother me to walk in. That's the fucking
crying game.
It's Sophie's choice. I choose popcorn.
Anyway, I just felt like there was a lot of bloat in this movie. But you know what we didn't have in this movie? We didn't have a lot of those shitty side characters that I just didn't give a fuck about. Eating up time.
Like?
Valkyrie. I don't give a fuck about that guy.
What?
I realize he's the new Captain America. But
that you said the wrong name.
Oh, no, there's many names.
Falcon.
You said Valkyrie. Valkyrie. Yeah. I was like, you don't give a fuck about Valkyrie.
Yeah, no, that's why I looked at you, and then I realized, oh, you meant somebody else.
Yeah, Falcon. So. Falcon. I don't give a fuck about that guy.
Well, they didn't bring him. They didn't bring all those side characters back into the last minute.
That's what I mean. We dodged a
bullet. I didn't know who he was.
Scarlet Witch. Ugh, she's fucking tedious.
I liked.
I mean, she was pretty fucking pissed, though.
Deservedly so.
She was pretty fucking pissed.
So Marvel's got a Scarlet Witch and Vision TV show coming out.
What?
On their Disney Plus service. There's also a Bucky and Falcon TV show.
Come on.
I'm actually down for that one. Because those two were
the best part of Civil War.
They really were. Them two in the backseat.
You can move your chair up.
No.
That part was fucking good. Anyway, it just seems like there was a lot of bloat we cut out by not having half the fucking characters in the movie. Let's see. That's basically all I got here.
I had a hard time with...
Butt stuff.
No.
Nail it.
With Iron Man having the gauntlet.
just whipping one up?
No, just having the gauntlet and not having a backup plan. Knowing that it might have to come... Like, I feel like he would have had that contingency worked out. Like, that he would have thought that at some point that might have to happen. And he would have had a plan.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I'm confused. What do you mean?
What do you mean he has the gauntlet? Because he had
the gauntlet.
That's how he went out. What
do you mean he has a gauntlet? Like, his suit? Are you talking about when he puts the stones in his
suit? When he puts the stones in his suit.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't feel earned that that's how he would have went out. It felt like... that we've established this character is all about planning and establishing a defensive, but he didn't consider that he would take that on himself when he has taken things on himself and put himself in harm's way. When now he has more to live for, and in the past he didn't. Like it didn't. That bugged me that he went out that way. I understand that we're not going to have Robert Downey Jr. as an actor anymore for these movies, but it didn't feel. That's one of the endings for the character that I didn't feel right about. I was actually okay with how they ended Captain America's story. I thought that was earned.
And to me, that only makes sense since he knows that time travel is a thing now, and he spends all of his time pining for his lost love. Like, that's the only thing that makes sense for him to do.
And the thing that really sold it for me was when he didn't come back, and the look on Bucky's face was like, good. Mm-hmm. Like it was, yeah, this is the way it should happen. I liked that. I didn't feel good about how Captain America or Iron Man's story ended. It didn't feel
earned. It just dies?
Yeah, it just didn't feel earned after everything else has happened.
I just don't like looking at Gwyneth Paltrow.
We're going to get Rescue, though.
I thought she was actually, like, I mean, she wasn't there a lot, but what she did I thought was really good.
I just don't like her personally.
What?
Neither is Julie.
She's an anti-vaxxer.
Well, yeah, she's a weird goofy.
She's not an anti-vaxxer.
I don't know. She's into some weird shit, but she's not an anti-vaxxer.
Yeah, she's into some weird. She has her company.
Well, no, she's into the weird like microbiotic diet or microbiotic.
No, it was something more egregious.
She's like vaguely annoying as a woman and a mom, and people blow it like way out of
proportion. Exactly, because I was thinking about her actually right after the movie that I kind of admire the way she's managed her career to do these like high profile small roles so that she can be with her kids. And
I actually really like her as Pepper Potts.
Yeah, I know. I loved her in this role too.
Yeah.
I thought she was great in the role.
I've always liked her like throughout the movies. Her in that role I think has been really good.
Yeah. No, she's obnoxious in that she represents like in our culture this like super rich white woman aesthetic, but yeah. I love the way she's handled her career, and I know she's probably into she's some diet stuff that's vaguely
she's out of touch. Like, yeah, she's a rich white woman, like,
but like every star is out of touch for the most part.
Just think, she's made some insensitive comments about diets, like you said.
Yeah,
like it's easy for me, but she's rich and she can afford like a personal trainer. And, a chef and et cetera, et cetera.
Well, and also, yeah.
She's just kind of annoying. She's not an anti-vaxxer. That would be, you're thinking of like Jenny McCarthy.
Yeah.
Or Kat Von D, apparently.
Yeah.
That disappointed me.
Yeah.
That was hard.
Did. Yeah, because now I don't want to buy Kat Von D makeup. And she makes really good makeup.
My brother is an anti-vaxxer.
Which one?
No, it's all not. My mom told us that we were getting to the age where we need to do the booster for the MMR. So, of course, we have like this group, we have this family hangout. So, just fill in the blanks. You know exactly where it goes.
I hate it so much.
Exactly where it goes from there.
God, I don't envy your mother.
Why does mom want us to get autism?
All five of you. God, like,
yeah,
feels like 50 of you.
I'm looking for something Julie sent me because I want to get that quote right because it was.
It's about Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's about Pepper Potts.
Pepper Potts
and the Infinity Stones, and because of it's mostly surrounding Gwyneth Paltrow and how bizarre and out of touch she is.
Oh yeah,
there's something where it's like, yeah. The cutscene from this movie was where Pepper Potts got all the Infinity Stones and put them in her vagina.
That's right, because she was promoting those Yanni eggs.
Yeah.
Yes.
And put them in her vagina. Yeah.
Yes. Where have those stones been?
Yeah, I can't remember the exact quote, but Julie sent it to me just because she does not like Gwyneth Paltrow. Like, the first couple of movies, whenever she would show up on the screen, like, I could feel Julie tense up and hear, every time she came on the screen. Like,
yeah, I mean, like, her goop stuff is pretty crappy. I mean, we've got, like, the stones and sexual trauma. And it's like, no, if you've got trauma, don't, like, stick stones up here. That's not going to fix that.
Wait.
But maybe.
That's the implication they're going for? Is that?
Well, there are several things that, there's nothing that these stones in your twat can't do. Like, first of all.
That's literally how I take care of everything.
So if you're having any troubles.
And since I'm flawless, you do the math.
Yeah, you guys figure it out.
Well, how can I use a stone?
That's what find I want to know. Find somewhere to put it.
Just you can more
really
marginalization
of really magic. Small
stones. Figure it out.
Figure it out.
Figure it out.
The sounding stones.
No.
Oh.
Why?
I
life like this.
Moving on.
Passing.
I had more about sounding, but I'll let it go.
I don't want to be a sounding board for your sounding jokes.
Why didn't the Hulk just use the stones again and bring back Iron Man? Like, yeah, it hurts a little bit, but
deal with it.
Deal with it.
Why didn't they give them to
Captain Marvel?
Captain Marvel.
Bring back Iron Man.
Bring back another Captain Marvel.
Why didn't they rebuild Vision? Why didn't they? Like, there's so many questions I have.
Ooh, yeah.
Quick, we gotta put these stones back before Scarlet Witch does any amount of math on this Vision situation.
Scarlet Witch would have been the one using the stones.
Tom Holland might be the best cast actor for his role of any that I can think of ever in the history of forever. I just can't get over how good he is as Spider-Man.
The casting in the MCU has been really, really good. Mm-hmm. They've had some stumbles, but like, to get Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark was a good get.
Mm-hmm.
For 11 years?
Yeah. Well, especially...
Did his contract run up? He just doesn't want to do it anymore? I think
he's just getting older and doesn't want to keep doing this.
Doesn't have to. He's got that Marvel MCU...
He's got a back-end deal on the profits. And like, I want to say he made something like $5 million for 3 days worth of work on... Homecoming.
Yeah,
that's just the way his contract works now.
Undoubtedly he doesn't need the money anymore,
right?
I would just think that that's a hard gig to step away from for any reason.
The only thing I'm disappointed about with the Iron Man story being over is that they didn't get into the addiction storyline, because I think that would have been interesting, especially with having Robert Downey Jr. being cast in that role, because I thought that was just such a natural for, because one of Tony Stark's big things for a long time, and they started dancing around it in the movies, was his drinking. He was an alcoholic, full out. He was an alcoholic, and it caused big problems for him as Iron Man. That could have made for an interesting story. Probably more so if it was a television series, though. Some movies are really hard to do the long form stories,
yeah,
quite as well.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Unless they tried to do it over the length of all of these movies, they would have, yeah,
and
planted
they,
seeds.
They had the opportunity, because for the first couple of movies, he always had a drink in his hand.
No time for addiction stories when you have ass to kick. Hi, Tyrant.
Oh, fuck Luke.
Was his PTSD and anxiety not enough for you, Tony?
No, but that would have been a natural way for him to cope, would have been going to the bottle.
Jesus.
I think it's why we've had really piss poor luck with X-Men movies, is that the X-Men stories are better told long form. They just are.
Is there a lot of crossover in the comic book universe between X-Men and, I don't know what you want to call it,
the Avengers?
Avengers?
Yeah. I mean, a number of the X-Men have been Avengers. Wolverine was an Avenger for a while.
That makes sense to me. And I have no real knowledge of this.
But like the TV shows that are surrounding the X-Men characters or like the mutants are really good.
Yeah.
They're a lot better than the movies are. James McAvoy is good as Professor X.
I know, but Dark Phoenix looks so bad.
Looks so fucking bad. Oh my god.
I'm getting hard. What is happening in the chat? Hard drive failure errors. Oh.
Yeah. I kind of hope, what I would really think would be hilarious would if they just full on own the Dark Phoenix story and have the movie end with her just destroying the X-Men universe. Like that would be
Deadpool style.
Yeah. Just fucking end it. Let's just erase all of this and let's start over. Bring them into the MCU proper.
But then we're gonna get another Wolverine and
don't even get a new Wolverine. Just start with X-23.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Let's just go ahead and do an X-Men thing, but not do the Wolverine story again, Tony. You know that's a non-starter.
We did reboot Spider-Man again for the third time.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. Yeah. They're gonna do another Wolverine. I don't want another Wolverine. I'm tired of fucking Wolverine.
I'm all right with Wolverine. I like Wolverine.
Yeah, I'm not tired of him.
He was my favorite character.
Tom Holland is Spider-Man. I'm glad they rebooted Spider-Man for the third time, because this is the one they got it right.
This is, yeah, you're right.
I was
going
to say Captain Marvel, but apparently you're already tired of her and you've just moved on to Tom Holland.
Tom Holland was before Captain Marvel.
Okay. I think it could be interesting if they do bring the X-Men in, because that could be how they nerf Captain Marvel.
Do you know what happens when a toad gets struck by lightning, Tony?
Same thing as everything else.
What?
That's the line.
Captain Marvel, Peter Parker, buddy cop movie.
But cameos by Fat Thor. They go to New Ragnarok.
So Thor's a guardian now.
Yeah.
As Guardians of the Galaxy.
That's kind of exciting.
I hope it stays that way. I really do. I think that would be fantastic.
Yeah. Chris Hemsworth and Chris Pratt have great comedic chemistry.
Oh my God.
They do.
Why are you talking like this? I always talk like this.
That fucking...
We know who's in charge here. We do.
Yeah, of course we do. The look he gives. It's so fucking subtle, but both the times we watched it, the movie theater lost its fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of that whole scene where Thor's just like... just gives the eyes. It's flawless. It's so perfect.
What happened to your eyes?
I lost my family. The girl with the antennas.
Uh-oh.
There are planets that are people.
Correct.
The gods. Like, I don't know what they call them.
Celestials.
Celestials. How many of those are there in this universe?
A number of them?
Because, like, half of them would have been deleted and then brought back. I don't know why I have this sudden concern for these.
What about the space whales?
They're evil.
Okay.
I love them, but they're evil. Ant-Man punches one.
Hey, it's Ant-Man. I don't know if you remember, but I got really big at the airport in Germany.
Fucking Ant-Man. Do you have a problem with Ant-Man, Luke? And all the... I know you remember that. No, okay. Yeah. He says he loves him.
I know you remember that. Fuck, what did he say that to?
Carnally. Oh. All right.
Oh, he says that. That's his reply to something. I know you remember that. Ugh.
The airport line. Oh, because he's like in Germany. I know you remember that.
Yeah.
Ugh. All right, well, I guess my takeaway here, Tony, is that I'm kind of done with this fucking universe now. Shit's getting off the rails in a way that's not satisfying to me at all. Like, they've already done the biggest stakes they can do, so everything from here on out is just going to feel like wasting time.
I don't know. I'm down for the Fantastic Four and Galactus.
Ugh, I don't want to see a Fantastic Four movie.
I do want to see a good Fantastic Four movie.
I want to see...
Because I've yet to see one.
More Guardians of the Galaxy. I want to see... You know what? Pretty much the storylines that bored me before are over. Like, I was never interested in Captain America, really. I didn't mind having him, like, seeing him in the movies, but I was never interested in... watching the Captain America. Are you crying?
What? No, my allergies.
Listen, it's the end. It's the end game.
Tony Stark died.
He's emotional.
Listen,
it's too real.
You can go. We're going to be okay.
You can rest now. The way they do that death scene is pretty good. There's not a big, flowery, emotional speech. He doesn't get last words because he's
dying.
Yeah.
He's Iron Man.
That moment was cool.
Mm-hmm.
Thanos, I am inevitable. Well, I am Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
That's some good shit.
That was good. That was really good.
No more Fantastic Four movies.
I want a good Fantastic Four movie.
No, Tony, you don't get what you want.
That's fair. If it's a good movie, I'll accept it. But I don't remember.
The thing is, we haven't seen what the MCU team can do with an Iron Man movie. Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, I think we have, Tony.
Yeah, it was called The Incredibles.
Yeah.
But I think there's even a hook in it for, all right, so Thanos was a thing. There's got to be more things out there like him, so we need to start researching. So Reed Richards is the guy who starts doing research. And
let's do an origin story again. Ugh, tired of origin stories, Tony.
You have to know where they came from.
No, I don't.
So you didn't want to see Captain Marvel's origin?
Nope, didn't care. If she'd have shown up fully formed, I'd have been just fine with it falling into that blockbuster.
Nah.
If you're right about Far From Home and it's a prequel... You know what that opens the door for? Uncle Ben getting shot?
No, it's not going to be that far back.
I mean, how far back does it have to go?
I think surely
not that far.
I think if Far From Home ends with them taking the bus back from the airport after the trip to Europe and the sky opening up, which is what happens the first time we see Spider-Man in Infinity War. I think that's reasonable.
Yeah. We're not going to get any more rock hard tension between Marissa Tomei and Robert Downey Jr.
No, we won't.
Which is a damn shame because that's one of my favorite fucking running jokes.
The only problem with having a prequel, it removes any stakes for anything happening to Spider-Man, his friends, his aunt, because we've seen them all.
Yeah.
We didn't see
Happy.
We didn't see Mary Jane in this movie.
You are correct. We did not.
We did see the fucking kid from Iron Man 3, though.
We did.
That was a fucking solid. I had to look that shit up.
Yeah.
I didn't recognize him. I had to ask.
Yeah. Which may or may not be what the hammering was at the end of the movie.
Captain Marvel's wearing a sharp suit at that funeral.
Mm-hmm.
With a sharp lesbian suit.
It was.
Nothing about that suit screamed, "I'm on the lookout for dick."
Oh my god, Valkyrie and Captain Marvel together.
And they are, like, quite friendly in real life. You can do it on that fucking horse.
I did, like, see her riding that winged horse.
Hey.
She's Valkyrie.
Yeah.
She's a Valkyrie. They have...
They just have those.
Sure.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, I believe it. I just want to know. Listen, if you tell me that Valkyrie can just summon a fucking Pegasus, I'll believe you.
Probably.
The better story in my head is that Captain Marvel brought it to their first date.
But she had it.
Captain Marvel had already been back to Earth by then.
But she used to have one as a Valkyrie.
She did.
They all did.
But
I'm just going to assume she can summon it.
I'm going to assume that she left it back on that place they were on with the devil's anus. And Captain Marvel flew back there and brought it to Earth.
It's my birthday!
Brought it to Earth for their first date.
Fucking where was he?
Where was he?
The hero I needed.
We did get fucking Korg, though.
We did.
There was a lot of Korg.
I was not expecting to see Korg at all in this movie.
Fucking, they're playing Fortnite.
he's back again.
What was his name?
Something 69. Noob Killer 69.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
Can you go outside?
Thor won't talk to you. He only comes into town for supplies. Oh, man.
We have beer on the ship. What kind?
I like that scene with Hulk and Thor.
Which one?
The one where Hulk goes to get Thor.
Mm-hmm. What about it?
I just liked it. Like, I thought that was a good broken Thor, and I thought the calm Hulk was satisfying.
The getting the band back together part of the movie didn't feel like a getting the band back together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, but it didn't feel like that.
They didn't spend over much time on it.
And it was really only just getting Thor back.
Yeah.
Because the rest of them were always together in some fashion. It was getting Thor and getting Clint back.
I could double up clean. I actually did like the Vormir sequence when they're on top of that fucking mountain and they're trying to decide who's gonna sacrifice himself.
Yeah,
I actually like that sequence. It didn't feel like it drug on for too fucking long and then didn't drag on for that long.
It didn't, and it felt earned for those characters too. Like the way they felt about each other. I mean, that came through. I like that.
Yeah. Fucking Clint.
I actually really liked Clint's story through this movie.
I could care less about Clint.
He lost Velma.
Don't give a shit about that guy.
But he lost Velma.
I did like that they opened on him and that his fucking family gets dusted. I was like,
all of them.
This is a good way to pick up the thematic, the emotive theme from
Yeah.
Hey, fuck you. Remember when we did this to you last year?
Yeah.
Spin on this. All right, Tony. It's 100 o'clock.
Yeah, again, nothing else. We've been talking for over 2 hours.
You know, just another hour, and we could probably make it to the Avengers runtime. Let's get the fuck out of here, man. I'm tired.
All right. Next week, we're going to talk about if Beale Street could talk. What?